You're listening to the Youth Crit Podcast on KHZ Network. Find us on Facebook at DecibelUNG Radio and find us on Twitter at DecibelUNG. If you like this episode, please leave a like and comment on our iTunes page at KHZ Network. And now for the podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Youth Critic Reacts. This is episode 2, where I discuss, where I give my basic reaction to Kong Skull Island, the new movie in the Kong universe, as well as the new movie in Legendary Studios' new cinematic universe, where Godzilla and King Kong exist, and other kaiju and big scary monsters. So, overall, What did I think of Kong Skull Island? So, of course, this is a non-spoiler review, but my response of the film overall is it's a resounding fine. It's very much fine, not in the same way that Gareth Edwards' Godzilla a couple years back was, where that movie was fine in that it did what it needed to do, and it was actually a unique picture. Kong Skull Island is more for those who didn't really want a cerebral film out of Godzilla. You basically have the same theme as Godzilla, which Godzilla's theme is basically, in the grand scheme of nature of things, man does not matter. All we really do is come in and try to fuck things up. So in Kong Skull Island has this thing too, where we fear nature, where we fear the ultimate, you know, our ultimate dominance, where we, you know, have pride but also fear that we will lose our dominance in our position on the food chain. So for the movie. The majority of the movie's conflict that it tries to wrestle with is it right to basically keep our claim to the top of the food chain, or is it, you know, completely out of our, or are we just, you know, also just a big part of nature's, you know, grand plan along with everyone else on the food chain? So thematically, the movie works really well. I actually particularly like the theme very much. It's actually executed very well, and it actually works services in the characters as they all have different ideologies of how to approach, you know, Skull Island in general. But overall, as a story perspective, this is kind of same old, same old, same old. And what I mean by that is this is again another movie where we go exploring other island and exploring the layout, and for me, I kind of found that a little boring at times, and it kind of drags the movie out a little bit. But overall, I thought the film was completely entertaining. I thought it was very well done, and I think Jordan Voight Roberts has a very particular style that he's now kind of building with himself, along with what Gareth Edwards did with Godzilla, where Jordan Voight Roberts is more of the, he likes to put in as many genres as possible, because Kong Skull Island is technically a war movie, but it's also a big B-level monster movie, while also having comic relief, while also being, you know, slightly cerebral with the whole nature thing. Kong Skull Island is very well done. I thought it was I just thought it dragged a lot in the middle. The third act is very good, very well done. Unlike Godzilla, you don't have, you know, the camera cutting away before something awesome. You get to see Kong fight. I think it's called the Skull Crushers, and other animals as well. I mean, so it's really cool. The visual style is fantastic. It's very much akin to not only Apocalypse Now, but a lot of 70s-ish movies. And also I'll go give a shout out to also some early, you know, 80s Italian films as well. So overall, I very much, you know, I thought it was a resounding, very well done. But overall, I still think we got better movies this year. Logan is still the better movie out in theaters right now. And I'll even throw in Get Out is even better than this. Or even The Great Wall. But overall, I thought it was a pretty stellar cast. It utilizes a visual style very well and a theme very well. Overall, just plot-wise, I felt like I've been here, done that. So overall, I'm giving the movie a B for its visual style and really good characters. I know a lot of people are complaining in the reviews about there's not enough character development. I think you get enough here to kind of, you know, work in the theme as well. And plus, this is really a big ensemble piece, so there was never going to be a lot of character development anyway with the characters. So overall, I think the movie is resounding, you know, very well done. It's very much worth seeing on the big screen, especially in the big epic, you know, big epic wide shots of 100-foot, you know, of 100-foot Kong fighting skull crushers or tearing. Or swatting away, you know, helicopters. Very well done from Jordan Voight Roberts. I'm very much looking forward to what other movies happen. But I still think Marvel is king when it comes to cinematic universe and how they set everything up. So with that said, I think it's good. Like I said, it's a B. Overall, in terms of end credits scene, I found, not to spoil anything, I thought the end credits scene was a little confusing knowing what we know about each of the characters and where they're at the end of the movie. So, just keep that in mind, but please do stay around. They hint at other things to come in the next couple of years. So, that is it for my reaction on Kong Skull Island, and please subscribe and also leave a comment in the KHC Network page and let us know how we're doing. And yes, we're going to have more shows coming up. As far as the Apocalypse Now / Peter Jackson King Kong review, it's coming, but it'll come later in the week. So just anticipate that. And then we'll have the full Kong Skull Island podcast with a few other people. I'm still narrowing down who's going to be on that show. We'll have that also towards middle of the week, like Wednesday or Thursday. So thank you all for listening. We will be back with you in a few days with some regular episodes, and then we'll move from there. Thanks, everyone.